verses 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith and not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. A great encouraging passage there. Fred, how you doing? Welcome. It's Sunday, this June the 21st, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's so good to spend some time with you today, and I hope that you can kick back, relax, be encouraged, and hear the Word of God through scripture and through songs right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Unto His temple joy.
Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And I don't know about you, but I see books today on how to succeed at everything. I mean, from love to lifestyles, from money to marriage. I mean, books are valuable, and I read all the good ones I can find. But I measure the principles for success in every book I read by the principles in God's book, the Bible. Amen. Because I don't know anyone more successful than God, right? I mean, who else created a universe and kept it running for eons of time? I mean, he also created us and gave us principles for our own success. Here's a principle God gave to a successful man named Joshua. Meditate on Scripture and follow it carefully. The result will amaze you. You will experience real and lasting success when you do.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. That's what you are.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
Chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You know, analysts tell us that at any given moment, there are numerous wars taking place somewhere in the world. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, people are fighting with each other. You know, those statistics are pretty sad. But here's something worse. There are billions of other wars taking place that we rarely hear about. See, the heart of every human is a battlefield where fear attacks faith and flesh wars with spirit. Despair attacks hope and hate battles against love. Fortunately, though, friends, for us, the Bible says that all those personal battles can be won by the Prince of peace who stands knocking at the door of our hearts. Restful hearts are free to face life's battles confidently and fearlessly.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? To hide till evening, whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testify, this life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives. That very same God that spins things in orbit runs to the and the weak, and the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory.
The payment for my sin.
hope that you are enjoying your weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. And Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." You know, there was talk in America years ago, I don't know if you remember this, about converting our system of weights and measures from the familiar standard system to the metric system. Yards would become meters, miles would become kilometers, and so on and so forth. To say at least, it's been a slow conversion, we'll just say that. Some changes take time, but others happen all at once. You know, the Bible says that when a person is born again, he becomes a new creation in a moment of time like that. He is born again. Yes, the resulting changes in our lifestyle happen gradually, but our conversion, our change from a natural person to a spiritual person happens at once. Converting requires an action on our part, and that is believing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
Most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can be suffered. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh.
Cast all of your care. that the Lord has forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. He never sleeps,
yeah.
He never sleeps, He never slumbers.
He never tires,
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Oh, yes, we are glorifying, we are celebrating and lifting up the name of Jesus today here on this Sunday, June the 21st, 2015. Yes, this month is a flying by. It's Joey with you. I do thank you for listening here today. You can always catch up with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, our time is coming to an end, unfortunately, but don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That gets underway tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. But in the meantime, friend, as you go out today, just remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.